Morning, everybody. Good to see everybody this morning, and what a beautiful day. So I had a thought earlier this week, and I just kind of let these verses that I'm about to read explain the thought that I had. But I guess I'll begin by asking a question, though. Like, it's particularly directed toward us young people, including myself. But, you know, have you ever had a task that had seemed so big that you just didn't know how you were going to get it done? And it might have been daunting, it might have been, you know, a big task, maybe lots of loads to move or something like that, you know. Whatever kind of task it was, maybe it was just it took mustering up the courage to just do it. And also another question is, where do we get our strength to do those things? You know, particularly God's will, or maybe things that our parents want us to do. But I guess I'll answer that question right now, just as a frame of reference. Our parents empower us, you know, because they tell us to do something. Because of that, we have a reason. We've got a kind of a drive behind our actions. So we just need to carry out what they tell us. And so when God tells us to do things, we need to do the same thing. And sometimes it can seem maybe impossible for us, maybe for some simple reason, you know, maybe we're too proud or we're too, I don't know, full of problems, like we all are because we're human beings. But anyway, I'll read these verses and hopefully they can be an encouragement. All these bookmarks. It's just five verses, just so you don't get bored. First one is Matthew 17, 9 through 20. So now as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, "Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead." And his disciples asked, saying, wait, what's going on here? Oh, I'm in chapter 17. I'm supposed to be in. Anyway, okay, I don't know. I wrote down the wrong verse, but I'll just tell it to you. It was the verse about Jesus saying that because of their unbelief, they couldn't cast out the demon from the man. And he told them that if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, or if you had faith in God, nothing doubting at all, you could tell a mountain to be removed and cast into the sea. And so that was one. So pardon me, the verse wasn't marked right. And then we have Luke 17:6. So the Lord said, "If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." In Matthew 13:31 through 32. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air can come and nest in the branches." So there's an idea of, you know, something starting off really small. And so you're just putting constant effort toward getting that done. And it grows over time, you know, with your constant faith and effort toward that, it grows into a tree. Then we have James 1, verse 5. "If any of you lacks wisdom, Let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally, without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask with faith, nothing doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. So we need to ask God when we need help. And we can also ask our parents and be open with them, because, you know, they want what's best for us. And then the last verse I have here is, let's see, too many bookmarks here. It's John 14, 15 through 17. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. So this is relating to the empowerment I was talking about earlier. God's Spirit is a gift to us, and that he gives us the Spirit so that we're drawn to him, and we've got a heart, a new heart in Christ. And that's the part that's hard a lot of times, because we want to do what we want to do. We're selfish human beings, you know. We're selfish children, or, you know, we might be a selfish adult. But, like, my case, I'm an adult, but sometimes I still feel like I'm a child. But it's that empowerment, you know, where we see what God wants, and that's the Spirit. And we also know that we're obligated to one another, to love one another, so move those mountains. I just encourage everybody, including myself. So, any prayer requests this morning? All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this life that you've given us as an opportunity to learn about you and to learn to love one another and to get to know one another. Father, just pray that you'd help us to forgive like Christ did, and just to be an example and to help bring each other closer to you and to draw closer to one another, and the service that we provide for one another. And pray that you bless everyone here and bless the message, and just help us to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.